This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only getting better at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. DraftKings is kicking off another week of action by giving new customers a can't-miss offer. Just bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps to receive $150 in free bets instantly. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Might as well.
Just don't slip up and hit that button, brother.
My elbow might slip or something. Over
I'd hate to have a spasm and reach over there and accidentally press it. Could be dangerous. Is it worse than you thought, or about what you thought?
About what I thought.
Should we go up to 8 then?
No.
No. Yeah. That doesn't go up to 8. That's all we got. Any big games you're looking forward to this weekend, you know, besides the tilt in the swamp?
I was looking at the schedule yesterday.
Georgia at Vanderbilt got you just ready to go?
Kind of underwhelming.
You think?
A little bit.
Notre Dame at Wisconsin might not be bad.
There's some okay games.
LSU, Mississippi State. Surprised that one got the noon slot. That could be it's a good rematch game.
A&M in Arkansas.
There's some mm-hmm. good games. They're just not ones I'm super excited about.
Okay.
Like A&M Arkansas, it's a fine game. It's a good game. I'm sure I'll watch it. But I don't even know that the winner of that game is... Like, the winner of that game is going to have a pretty good season for their standards, probably. Well, take that back. It's a little different.
Of A&M Arkansas?
If Arkansas wins that game, they're probably on their way to having at least a pretty good year.
I think they're already there.
You think so?
Ohio State plays Akron, in case you want to do a little scouting.
Probably a little early to scout Akron. Yeah, I mean, Arkansas, they just beat Texas. They've won.
Yeah, that's one game. The other two games they were expecting to win.
This is the first year since, like, 1998 that they've started the season winning all their games by like 20-something points or more.
I'm just saying, if their next four games are A&M, at Georgia, at Ole Miss, and Auburn. So let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I'm just saying. They waxed Texas. I'm just saying, think about this. They had not won an SEC game in like 3 years until last year. Pittman did a good job, and now they're beating top 25 teams, waxing them at home. I'm just saying.
What about Rutgers and Michigan?
I hate having to root for Michigan, but I have to do it. Have to do it. Rules are rules.
Your boy Walt Bell might have a difficult matchup this weekend.
Who he got?
Coastal.
Ooh. On the road, too. Hey, Coastal's only a 36-point favorite. Could be closer than the experts think. Bowling Green at Minnesota. What do you think of that one, Dave? Minnesota, 31-point favorite.
I was about to say, I think Bowling Green might cover.
There you go. That's the spirit. That's the spirit. Any other good ones? Oh, man, this is perfect. Toledo at Ball State. Dave, you can start to preview the Ball State matchup for next year. Should be a good one. Washington State at Utah. Could we see a little JG action? Utah, 14-point favorite.
What's his deal? Is he
he got benched.
Did the other guy get hurt?
Did someone say that Matt Corral hurt his ribs? Is he hurt?
I didn't see anything of that
Matt
nature.
Matt Corral?
I didn't
know Tua hurt his ribs.
Yeah.
Confused with JT Daniels?
No, that was an oblique. Oh. Maybe somebody misspoke. I'm not sure. But yes, Texas A&M at Arkansas, 3:30, the CBS game. I think that'll be a pretty good game. Can Clemson bounce back against NC State? NC State, not very good. Mississippi State kind of handled them. Clemson only a 10-point favorite. That's a little surprising. What's Clemson's deal? I saw they lost a D-tackle, and they had a name to keep an eye on. Tennessee was in on this guy for a while. Senior running back Lynn J. Dixon has entered the transfer portal for Clemson. Might just be a guy that says, hey, that Tennessee team looks pretty fun. I might be able to go carve out some minutes there.
There's nothing on Matt Corral in the ribs.
Okay.
They're playing Will Shipley ahead of him, the true freshman at running back. Lynn J. Dixon, so yeah, that makes sense, I guess.
Got to transfer before the 4-year thing. Your redshirt, whatever they call it, I'm not sure. Louisville at Florida State. Louisville, a 2-point favorite. Poor Florida State. They're just not very good. I mean, say what you will. We're not very good either, but whew.
Well, did you see the article that came out? I believe it was like the Tampa Bay Sun.
No, what did they say? Fire Norvell?
No, just be careful what you wish for. You might just become Tennessee.
They're worse than us.
I mean, they do have a natty in the last, like, 10 years.
Let me make sure I get this.
But they're not
right.
Good now.
You put us on a field with them tomorrow.
I will say, at least Tennessee, it was a slow fall, right? You know, we probably could have competed against Miami for the national championship in 01, backstep in 02, 03 not so bad, SEC East champs in 04, big backstep in 05, 2006 pretty good, 2007 pretty good, won the East again, lost to a mediocre LSU team. 2008, not very good. 2009, a little better. And then, you know, Dooley and Butch and Pruitt. Mm-hmm. We've been slow. Florida State went from, was that 2 years after the Natty when they went like 6-6 and fired, or Jimbo left or got fired, however that worked.
And if Kiffin stays, you never backslide.
Well, we wasn't our choice. I mean, we could have had a better contract for him, but.
TampaBay.com. If you want Mike Norvell out, remember FSU could become another Tennessee.
I'm going to go ahead and say they're already there.
Matt Baker of the Tampa Bay Times said,
the good news for them is it's easier for them to get back because you just got to go get. I mean, I feel like, isn't it true that all these teams that were, you know, elite all these years, like, isn't it just quarterback play? Like Martinez at Nebraska, they thought he'd be the answer. He's not very good, so they've struggled. Florida State hadn't had a good quarterback since Jameis. Might have had one with Francois, but Alabama broke him in the first game of the season. Miami hadn't had a good quarterback in a while. Tennessee hadn't had an elite quarterback. We had Dobbs, and we won, you know, 9 games 2 years in a row. Should have won the East. You just got to go get some quarterbacks, which is, you know, why I'm hopeful for Heupel that he can either develop or go, you know, recruit one. But it's just quarterback play. Bama's been really good for a while. Why? Quarterback play. Even when they have game managers, they have good game managers.
Yep.
One of the reasons Georgia can't get over the hump, the quarterback play, not that elite. Why is Florida good? Because Dan Mullen somehow gets the most out of his quarterbacks possible. LSU wins an Natty. Why? Because Joe Burrow was elite.
On the Georgia quarterback situation, good chance Justin Fields and Jacob Eason both start this week.
Eason's terrible. He's not good.
Both the guys that transferred out.
Give them credit. Georgia does. They cycle through them pretty good. And then they got JT. I still don't know how good he is.
And what's funny is I think Jake Fromm's the worst of the three.
And he also had the most success. Because he was a good game manager and they were pretty good on defense and had some skill players. That's one of the problems with Georgia so far this season. They've got two receivers on the sidelines right now who would really change the game for them. They're really good at running back. I mean, I'm trying to think of their names now. They got Zeus White, they got Cook, and then I forget, is it Milton? Is that the third guy? They're really good there, but teams are just stacking them because they don't trust JT to beat them because they're not very good at receiver.
Yeah.
So they're struggling there. Did I see Pickens might be back before the end of the season? If they get him in the, who is the other guy? Blaylock?
Yeah.
If they get those two guys back, that would be a huge
shot
in the arm.
One of those guys caught a ball that you had mentioned earlier in the year, I thought. This past Saturday, and I thought, wait, has he been there? Or?
They're getting healthy. Yeah. I don't know if it'll be enough in time. Mm-hmm. But that's the deal, man. You just got to go out and find some good quarterbacks. Like Fresno State, they stink forever. They go and get that Hayner kid. Now all of a sudden they're 3-1 and upsetting teams like UCLA, who's looked good through the first 4 weeks of the season. UCLA at Stanford. Ooh, interesting. Arkansas State at Tulsa. That's surprising. Arkansas State, Butch Jones, 1-2. Tulsa, 0-3 and 13.5-point favorites. What do you think about that?
Man.
Who'd have guessed it, right?
Yeah. It's a weird slate this week.
Yeah, it's like not terrible, but there aren't that many, you know, marquee.
I mean, at least we got a big one. At night.
See, I bet there's a sports radio show right now, though, in Lincoln, Nebraska, saying, ah, Tennessee, Florida, who cares anymore? This game's lost its luster. It just has. It's up to Tennessee to try to make it interesting again.
I wish the Oklahoma
A big upset
Virginia
win would go a long way to doing that. Do what?
I wish the Oklahoma-West Virginia game was in West Virginia. That'd make it a lot more interesting.
What's the line in that one?
16.5.
Too much, Dave? Is that too much?
I think that I would have probably had it around 14.
West Virginia looked pretty bad against Maryland. I watched some of that game.
Yeah.
Then they beat Virginia Tech, who beat North Carolina.
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. But that's okay.
Who's Michigan State's coach?
Mel Tucker. He was the one who wore the shorts.
He's the guy who we interviewed, right?
It was him or Jeremy Pruitt.
Mida.
We took Pruitt.
I don't know if Tucker's going to be great, but I think we made the wrong call there.
They're balanced. They're averaging 263 yards rushing per game. That's not bad.
I mean, it's taking him a minute.
Defense not so good, but they are 3-0. They ran all over Northwestern.
They are 3-0.
Killed Youngstown State and killed Miami. They haven't even been tested yet.
They're probably going to be, if they win this week, 4-0, Western Kentucky 5-0, at Rutgers 6-0, at Indiana.
Indiana's not very good.
They could be 7-0 hosting Michigan in the rivalry game.
Count me in for that one. That'd be fun.
They close the season at Ohio State and then Penn State at home. Back-to-back games.
Well, at least you get to build into it, you know?
Some of these Big Ten teams do that, where they have all these hard games right at the end of the season. It makes it great halfway through because you're like, oh, we're 6-0, 5-1. Then you end up 7-5.
Falling apart. You mean like 2016?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Something like that.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the reminder there. It's pretty good stuff. So there's a little look at slate this weekend. I don't know that I'd say it's a great slate. It's not a terrible slate.
There was something I was going to mention. Somebody texted me and said that they know about there was a high school coach where they wore shorts early in the season and the team was undefeated, and he's really superstitious, so he made his coaches wear shorts all the way into December in the playoffs and everything.
I don't see a problem with this.
I think they won the state title.
I was going to say, if it's working, why switch it up? I mean, if I'm a cold-blooded coach, I'm a little upset, but hey, you got to do what it takes to keep the victories stringing up.
You got a lucky spot for the Florida game this weekend?
Not really.
Lucky clothing?
I don't think so.
I feel like you would have kind of burned through all that by now.
You got to try something new, right? You got to try something new?
Inside out. This is the year. Yeah, we're going to go inside out.
Special rally cap or something? I don't know.
I'll see what I can dig up.
Spot on the new couch, maybe?
Davey mentioned Rutgers. Did you see they had some corners suspended for a paintball gun incident?
Wait a minute.
Aggravated assault and possession of a weapon for unlawful purposes.
It wasn't like our recruiting violation with the paintball event. It was an actual crime. Okay.
Give me that first half cover for the Vols. Yeah, first quarter cover, sorry.
You might already mention it, but that player, it was a Florida player, said they feel like they got hit by a train after the Alabama game.
If you got hit by a train yesterday, you think you could come in here today? You think you'd be out at least a week if you got hit by a train?
Good point. I definitely wouldn't be playing football.
Yeah.
I'd
just be dead.
If you got hit by a train and then someone said a week later you get to go get hit by another train, would you be like, oh, man, I'm so excited to go get hit by this train?
It's more like a lawnmower running you over.
Yeah, but you've just been hit by a train.
An old push mower.
I do have a stat from Billy Williford that kind of refutes that line of thinking just a little bit. I'll come back with that. Stick with us. When's next trivia? 9:30?
Whenever you want.
9:30. All right.
Should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know.
Hour three continues. Should I stay or should I go? The NFL is back, and the FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone, new and existing bettors, a risk-free bet every single week. Thursday night football, a great chance to get in on the action. It's Carolina-Houston this week. Not that exciting of a game normally, but...
Tyrod Taylor on IR.
Go same game parlay with three legs or more.
How many weeks is that?
Three.
Okay.
At least three. And if you don't bet, if your bet doesn't win, do bet. If your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. You can combine all kind of bets. The NFL games have tons of stuff. Touchdown scores, over-unders, all kind of things. So jump in there with the same game parlay. It's risk-free. You'll get $10 back in site credit if you don't win, even if you're already on FanDuel. And, of course, if you're not, download it now. Use our promo code 3OUT, and you can place your very first bet up to $1,000 and get it back in site credit if you don't win. Just use our promo code 3OUT to make it happen. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issues, non-withdrawable site credit expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Real quick, you mentioned that Thursday night football game. Titans have a great opportunity to take a 2-game lead in the division this week. Obviously, Texans playing the undefeated Panthers. The Cardinals playing the Jags. And, of course, Titans get the Colts. So, Jags would be 0-3. If they lose, Texans, they lose 1-2. And the Colts, if they lose to the Titans, obviously 0-3.
The AFC South has gone really quickly from you, not this year, obviously, but in recent seasons, arguing it may be the strongest division to one of the weakest.
Well, it was when you had Andrew Luck, Deshaun Watson playing there, and the Titans doing really well. I mean, the Jags weren't good, but it's often very hard to have four teams be of a high quality. But yeah, I mean, like, I ain't making that argument now. Like, it's the worst.
So, and you know, everyone said it's good to catch Florida after the Alabama game. So Billy Stats dove into the numbers. And did you know teams actually win 55% of their games after playing Alabama?
Oh, is that normally because the teams aren't very good?
I think that's part of it. Yeah, that's part of it. I kind of looked in that a while back because people were like,
I'd like to dive a little deeper into that.
It doesn't really jump out, I guess. It's like, oh man, everybody loses the week after Alabama. It's just kind of
if they have a comparable opponent, I wonder.
I think you only did SEC games.
Well, that'd be a little different.
Well, he said guess, and I said, I don't know. Maybe, obvious. I mean, it was obvious it was going to be lower than what people think, or higher, I guess, higher. Like, teams won more than people. So I said, I don't know, maybe just around 500, because, you know, if it's a perfectly even, just kind of randomized mix of games after, and it was like 55%. Mm-hmm. So,
well, we tried.
But still, stats are stats. One game is one game.
Well, the Vol for Lifers say, like, playing Alabama makes you better.
Well, I wonder if...
Like the next week?
Makes you a better team.
In general?
To be the best, you have to play the best.
My brain hurts. I think you do get beat up maybe a little more when you play Alabama, but I also think it severely humbles most teams. So so most teams probably
refocus afterwards
back
yeah.
in the next week and play...
a good, clean game.
Yeah, I mean, probably play one of their better efforts on the year, I would think. Now, I don't know about Florida. Florida was actually in the game. A lot of teams aren't even in it, and so that's a little different. We'll see if they're spent. We'll see if they get up. I do think it's fascinating how college coaches manage the year, you know, the season. Because I think it's impossible. It's just human nature. It's impossible to play your best game every game of the season. It's just impossible to have, as human beings, to be perfectly primed and peaking every week.
I'd like to have one of those.
That would be nice.
This week would be good.
Yeah, certainly good this week. But you do kind of have to manage it. And I think, you know, we've talked about Saban kind of coming out with some weird performances against bad teams so he can kind of then refocus his guys without losing a game. We've seen a lot where a team loses one game and then they seem to be a lot better after. It's like it breaks the tension almost. Sometimes a team that's undefeated late in the year starts playing really weird and tight. And then some coaches are just kind of masters at keeping their guys focused and taking care of business. So we'll see how good Dan Mullen is on that front. It'd be nice if they would have... for once, play really poorly and give us a shot.
Like throw a shoe late?
That would help.
Stupid penalties? Little fatigue? Little loose with the football? Maybe they'll get loose with the football. Night game, big environment, they come out a little jacked up.
Over Emory Jones throwing everything high, you know?
Just sailing them.
Right to our safeties.
J. Jalen McCullough, one thumb, doesn't matter. He's just catching
off.
It.
Yeah.
What do you think Florida comes out in uniform-wise? All blue? Think they go all blue?
Yeah, probably. What'd they wear last week? Just normal, right? Just straight up.
Weren't they just straight up standard Florida attire?
I think so.
Blue and white, orange helmet. Gators. Stupid.
Do they view us like we view Kentucky? I was looking at some SEC records.
Probably.
Last 10 years for Tennessee, SEC records. We're 0-10 against Bama, 1-9 against Florida.
Sounds familiar.
But 7-3 against Kentucky.
Mm.
4-5 against Missouri. 5-5 against South Carolina. 5-5 against Vanderbilt. 0-2 against A&M. 1-1 against Mississippi State. 1-1 against Ole Miss. 0-2 against LSU. 2-8 against Georgia. 1-2 against Auburn. And 0-3 against Arkansas.
0-3 against Arkansas.
Yes.
Pretty sad that we're sitting here in year two for Sam Pittman, kind of jealous of the early success they're having. But it does give me some hope for year two here. And I'm not out on year one. I mean, hell, gosh.
If we
could just hit some deep balls, we'd be, you know, undefeated right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who starts? You think this is all a dog and pony show with Milton being hurt? You think he's – what do you mean? Can I answer?
Dog and pony show. I mean, that typically means it's like you're trying to throw him off the scent a little bit.
So you think it's going to be Milton?
Yeah.
I do too.
If he's terrible this week, is this his last week?
Define terrible.
I mean, same thing as Pitt, overthrowing wide open receivers constantly, fumbling.
I don't think he'll get his two fumbles are – he didn't even see the guy coming to hit him each time. Now, maybe that's his fault. If that happens again and he loses the football, maybe. But Hooker hasn't exactly been lockbox with the football. He's got two fumbles and a pick. Well, really, he had another fumble that we recovered against – Tennessee Tech. I mean, that I don't know. Do you short leash him? If he misses the first two or three deep shots, you say, all right, you ain't got it. But what if other things are working too? Like, what if you're hitting the mid-range and you're moving the football a little bit, you're just missing those deep shots? Because it didn't even seem like they take them with Hooker out there.
No, they took they did last
not,
week.
Not deep, deep, but maybe that's because Hooker's throwing
plays.
It. Well, I know.
Deep, deep. Mm. It doesn't matter how far the ball flies in the air as long as, I mean, we need the guy to catch it.
I know.
And if he's 1-on-1, the guy falls down or he breaks a tackle or whatever, it's fine. It's touchdown.
50-50 ball.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Milton, and I think I would play Hooker.
Right now you would start Hooker?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, because I think they're pretty even, and if Milton's been banged up and hasn't been getting reps, like, I'm going to go with the guy that I've been getting ready.
Maybe we'll learn tonight on Vol calls.
I'm sure.
No, I know what they're doing.
We'll learn a lot of stuff.
Florida's been tonight. Preparing for both Milton and Hooker, so you know what you do?
Harrison
you throw
Bailey.
Out Harrison Bailey.
Yeah.
And
to the Wolves.
And you probably told Harrison Bailey to look bad last week on purpose. You've been saving him because, I mean, everything's about winning the SEC championship. Like, if you win the SEC championship game, even with the loss to Pitt, you're in the playoff.
Yeah, it's like, Harrison, don't lose or don't throw any interceptions, but also don't make it look like you get a lot of velocity on those passes.
We're going to shock the – Harrison Bailey, I mean, he's probably almost as good as Peyton, and we just got to have his coming out party this week and just roll through this SEC
schedule. Almost as good as Peyton, you say.
Heupel's wanting to flip the script. You know, usually it's the first time you put a quarterback out to the swamp, it doesn't go well.
Yep, they've been hiding him.
Quarterback in the swamp after Tennessee Tech. That's genius.
Billy sent me the list. He did count non-conference games, but there's not that many. I mean, 2016, these were the opponents that these teams, you know, either beat or didn't beat.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, South Carolina, New Mexico State, Arkansas, Oklahoma. So, I mean, that's a pretty splattering of good and bad teams. The SEC teams that played those teams went 5-3. 2017, SEC teams went 3-5 against Florida, Auburn, Kentucky, Arkansas, Georgia. Pretty tough slate. for teams coming off the Alabama game that year.
Same again, and it was 3-5?
Yeah, Florida, Auburn, Kentucky, Arkansas,
Georgia. Were the wins Kentucky, Arkansas, Arkansas?
No, Texas A&M actually beat Florida.
Okay.
Tennessee lost to Kentucky.
Neat. What year was that?
2017. Mm. 2018.
Yeah, that, I remember that VR. That was a good one.
I think I was here for that one. I was in for that one. 2017. That was the...
Alabama.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was here for the Kentucky one. That was the Hail Mary, too.
I had a friend call in and talking about the Kentucky Derby, if you remember that joke. I can't say it here, but it was...
Yeah. It was 2018, pretty easy slate. Kent State, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Memphis, South Carolina, Arkansas, Arkansas, Purdue. Teams went 6-2. Definitely think that was kind of a product of the schedule. 2019, 5-3 against Missouri, Vanderbilt, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Abilene Christian, and Minnesota, which was a loss for Auburn. It's funny which ones are wins and which ones are losses, because the teams playing those games sometimes aren't good either.
Well, that was a bowl game. It was like a month later.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. That one.
It was a loss.
I'm not going to give Bama credit for beating up Auburn, and then they got a month and a half off to go play a bowl game.
And then 2020, teams were 4-6. Obviously, that was an all-SEC schedule. Did count the Florida loss to Oklahoma in a bowl game after the SEC championship game. That was at least a little closer. Basically, statistically speaking, it doesn't really pan out. In a one-game scenario, you know, maybe it does.
Well,
maybe
great.
It's a factor.
They said they got hit by a train. That's what I'm hoping for.
All right.
That's where I'm at.
Okay. Hickman's at his next stop on the shot collar train. Final stop. Final destination for Adam Hickman.
All aboard!
Today's shot collar trivia. Punishment Wednesday.
I ain't really sold that one.
10 more questions. You got like 8. Davey's got 2. 1 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, we're ready.
Let's ride.
Locked and loaded.
Appropriate bumper. Adam Hickman's final round of Wednesday Punishment Shot Collar Trivia. I feel like y'all been really hard on him with these questions. He's going to get you back when he gets to write them.
I didn't write any of these, Hickman.
Thank you, David.
They were sent to all of us. If you don't like the questions, you should have said something.
I did. I said you should give him multiple choice. How's he supposed to know 22... sheets of toilet paper.
I didn't write the question.
Just randomly 22.
That's like a Callum question, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Most of these are.
All right.
Most of them are.
Try and be firm but fair.
That's not what this show's about. You know better than that. Since when have we ever been firm but fair? Huh?
Okay.
Think about it. When's the last time?
All right, fire away.
Hang on, I gotta send out a tweet. Make sure people watch him get electrocuted.
Okay.
What if I go 10 for 10?
And then you don't get electrocuted.
Disappointing for them.
Well,
I just think answers to questions should be at least gettable. Like that. The 22.
Yeah, we don't want anybody to get shocked on this show.
They're
That's
gonna
what
get shocked anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like. I doubt that's in the history book that they had. I mean, I'm sure it is somewhere, but like that's just such a random. Numbers should be multiple choice. I mean, basically you said below 50, and it wasn't 3.
Okay, so the first question was going to be how many quarterbacks were taken before Tom Brady.
I'll take it. That's 6.
Oh, no, can't use it. See? That's... We didn't have multiple
choice. He got it. I'm giving it to him since you...
We'll have to pick a different question.
No, Nate wanted to cry. Good job, Hickman.
9 left.
Not getting shocked.
Well, he's got
well
some
done.
Easy questions.
No,
there's an easy one.
It's fine. There you go.
All right.
Okay. How many sites, towns, and unincorporated communities are in Granger County, Tennessee? Is it 11? Is it 14? Is it 19? Is it 22?
14.
It is 14. Oh. Way to go, Nate. Good job, Nate. Great final... round here. He's 2 for 2. Number 3. In what country were the first zip lines used?
That's also Costa Rica.
False. It's China.
China? He gets so stressed out.
He wants it so bad. He's
it.
Like, just do it.
He
is, just do it.
I mean, like, he is legit like having a panic attack before the shock.
Like, it doesn't hurt. It's just the anticipation is terrible.
It's really bad. Especially right when you know you miss it, you're just tense up.
If it doesn't hurt, then why do you stress about it so much?
It kind of pops you a little bit.
No, I know it hurts. That's why it's like the way he put that was it doesn't hurt.
It's like getting stung by a wasp.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Minus the leftover pain.
The only good thing about it is unlike eating some of this crap, you don't deal with it the rest of the day.
Yeah.
It's the best thing about shock collars, but it sucks the moment. The slider. Have you had a slider since?
Nope. Not like that. Mm. I don't know. I don't know if I've had a slider.
At all.
No.
You've had just burgers, but mm-hmm. no sliders.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Wow. Very strange. All right.
If someone made you some sliders for this weekend's game, you're like at a watch party. It's my
house. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Okay. You don't be a rude guest. Oh. You know?
Would you like for me to go?
You got one? Yeah, sure. Okay. Go for it.
All right, Adam. I will give you two options here.
Two?
Yeah. You can get this right by getting one or the other.
Okay.
What state was Carly Lloyd born in, or where did she play her college soccer?
He does love him some
Carly Lloyd.
That's Captain 5 goals to you, you bums.
What's sad is I'm pretty sure I saw a Carly Lloyd tweet that mentioned both of these like a week ago.
He can't remember.
I'm going to go with the state. Is she from Washington?
That is incorrect. Would you like to take a guess on college? Because you can save yourself if you can get the college.
Florida.
You're about as far away as you could possibly get on both answers. Mm-hmm. She was born in New Jersey, and she played at Rutgers.
Let's go. Oh, the same thing. Let's go.
I mean, right there. You had, one say. You want to do yours? You want me to go next?
No, go ahead. No,
okay.
I have one. He said, Dave's
I got two.
Tom Brady was drafted in the 2000 draft class. How many active players are still in the NFL from that draft class?
Ooh, interesting.
One.
Yes, it is just Tom Brady. Pretty impressive, Hickman.
Oh, it wasn't how many other ones?
No, how many active players from the draft class? It was just him. Hmm. Pretty impressive, really.
Thought there might be a kicker.
I got one. Before.
I thought you only had one.
Nine.
He has two, and you have eight.
I thought you were going to do one.
I don't have one.
Okay.
I got another one if we need to, but okay. So. Your last name is Hickman, correct?
Yes.
Okay, before the Hickmans migrated to...
family history does come onto the show from time to time.
Before Hickmans migrated to the United States, which two countries were they predominantly located in?
Heritage question here.
Ooh. And to help you out, this is in Europe.
I have a guess.
I feel like one of them is going to be Germany.
Does he have to get two things right here? Read the question again.
All right. The name Hickman, before migrating to the United States,
uh-huh.
Which two countries were they predominantly located in?
Okay. Is that one of your final answers?
You locking in Germany?
Yeah, Germany's. I'm going to lock that in, right?
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
Okay. That was my guess. What were they?
It's England and Ireland.
Different branch of Hickmans.
No, that was the Hickmans.
We don't associate with them.
Okay. Are you familiar with World War II?
Somebody counting these?
I got it.
All right.
Briefly, yeah.
Are you familiar with the Enola Gay?
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. You're not a World War II buff if you don't know what the Enola Gay is.
Dave, you let him know real quick.
The Enola Gay is the plane that was used to drop the atomic bomb. I can't remember which. Was it Fat Boy and?
I think Little Man went first, then Fat Boy.
But they both were the Enola Gay, correct?
Mm-hmm. I think so. The question is, what type of aircraft was the Enola Gay? The name of the plane. Should I give him a hint? It's the B something. But think about it. Don't rush into this answer, okay? It's the B something. I'm not going to make you say it's the B something Super Fortress bomber. If you can give me the number, the B, I'm going to give you the question.
32.
32? Is the B-32 even a plane? Because that's not right. It wasn't the B-52s. Rock Lobster. Mm. It was the B-29.
I mean, right. You'd think a World War II buff would know that.
Mm-hmm, yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Tom Brady's full name is...
Thomas Patrick Edward Brady III.
Is that right?
No.
Oh!
It's Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr.
Oh!
Well, he said Patrick Edward. It's Edward Patrick.
Okay. So, yeah. Man, that was... Yeah, some middle names flipped around.
He flipped the middle name and said the third.
Okay. How many more of these we got left?
Two.
Okay, two.
Two. Let's more, and you're done.
Tom Brady is married. What is his wife's middle name?
Oh. Can you even get the first name?
Giselle.
Okay.
All right. No, I need the middle name.
Yeah, no.
Shock me.
Whoa. Sorry, shock him. I was going to give him a save. You can get out. How many kids does Tom Brady have?
Four, right?
No.
No, it was three. Would have died.
Well,
how many dogs does he have? Does he have more kids or more dogs?
Kids.
Nope, same number. He would have lost that one, too. That was one I did not put in there because I thought it was unfair. Okay.
Final question. This is it.
Getting into your wheelhouse.
It only took us 29 to get here.
Yep. The average cumulus cloud.
As he puts his hands into his face into his hands.
Can weigh over blank pounds. The average cumulus cloud. Weight. It's a cloud. How much does it weigh?
Tons.
Pounds. I just said in pounds. How many pounds?
But, you know, there's a certain amount of pounds that equal a ton.
Right, be 2,000 pounds.
Like, I don't know how much a cloud weighs.
Why? You're the cloud man.
I just know when they're going to drop water on us. I don't know this stuff.
How heavy do they have to be to drop the water?
The
that would be
average
the answer.
Cumulus cloud can weigh over blank pounds.
25.
25 pounds is what you're saying. You're saying 25 pounds.
Well, you're making it seem like a low number.
Wait, okay.
How am I making it seem?
Let's think of it like this.
Hickman, when it rains, do you think there's more than 25 pounds of rain that come out of a cloud?
There's a difference between weighing rain and the actual cloud.
No.
Rain is cloud. Cloud is rain. Where does it come from?
I don't.
He just told you another type of cloud is ice.
Yeah.
It's just rain in a different
the
form.
The average.
385.
1 million pounds is the answer. 1 million.
Missed it by that much. Mm.
25 pounds? A 25-pound cloud.
I still say that's an unfair question. How does anyone know that?
He's a cloud expert. He studies nephology. This is what he does.
He doesn't. He studies nerdology.
He swore to me he was a cloud expert. He gives us the percentage of cloud. By the way.
Yeah?
You know when they say 40% chance of rain?
Right.
Do you know what that means?
No.
It's 40% chance over that extended area.
It's a 40%, like say they, like Knox County, right? Knox County tomorrow, 40% chance of rain. It doesn't mean that there's a 40% chance it will rain. It means that 40% of the county will have at least 1/10 of an inch of rainfall at some point during the day. Very strange, right?
You didn't know that?
Shut up. I almost put that on there, and I don't think you would have got it.
I did actually know.
It's a very weird formula, but it changes depending
how
on...
It's a
POP.
But no one does county, right?
Like, or however, they do it.
It's not by county, but it's like when they show that map, basically like that
right.
general area that they have marked off, that's pretty much where it's taking into account.
But yeah, I don't know how... Like when you do Knoxville, I don't know. Is it like city limits of Knoxville?
That's what I'm asking.
No, it's a very strange formula.
A lot of it's just like East Tennessee in general is kind of how they do it for us.
Mm.
Not, but I can type in Knoxville weather, Maryville weather, Oak Ridge weather, and I get different numbers. So that doesn't make any sense. It'd be the same number if it was all East Tennessee.
It's very peculiar. It's a very tough formula to crack.
Well, for the record, I do not claim to be any type of weather expert. Just, you know, there's plenty of other, I'm sure, bad questions you can ask
me. What would
me.
You say you're an expert in?
nothing.
It's going to be like, the weight of air is... You said you're an expert? Nothing.
How fast is a jiffy? I got to show you that.
I still don't even know the answer to that.
I watched that, actually, to prepare for
it. It was less than a second, like 1/100th of a second.
No, it's like 1/1000th or something.
I don't think that's right. I can't really remember. I just remember watching you explode in anger. Was that the maddest we've ever seen him, think, Dave?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Fuming. You were furious. You just could not believe that was one of your questions.
Do you know how they came up with it? The amount of time it takes light to travel 1 centimeter in a vacuum.
That's a jiffy? So what is it, 1/1,000,000th?
That was the beginning of it, I guess. You'd think it would just say that right here.
It's one one hundredth of a second.
Okay, so that's what I thought. That's fast, right, Hickman?
It's pretty fast.
Big Cloud guy.
Set up for failure.
25 pounds. Here's a small dog and a cloud. About the same on the old scale. I didn't know cirrus clouds were made of ice. Scary.
I don't know anything about clouds.
You do now. You know more than you did.
That's true.
You know, that's what we do on this show. We aim to entertain and inform. We're all smarter. If I went through all the questions again, how many do you think you'd get?
About half. You got 8.
Probably. Then you get up to about 15, 16?
16.
You get 16?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's the worst.
Like, I'm still not going to remember like that one he said, Tom Brady's.
Like, the Carly Lloyd one, he's like, I saw it. Like, when you know you've seen it.
Mm.
Like.
Yeah, he's dead.
If you ask me one tomorrow and I've never seen it, like, okay, what am I supposed to do there? You just go ahead and shock me, but. If you've seen it or you used to know it, and now that's what sucks. That's when it's.
Matt Squire tweets in and says, Adam Hickman was actually correct. The average cloud does, in fact, weigh more than 25 pounds.
Should have said one pound.
0.1 pound.
You'd have had it.
Does it weigh more than 0 pounds?
More than a jiffy.
Not getting into it. Not getting into it.
I'm glad I looked that up, so you can't ask me that tomorrow. Well, you can. I'll just hopefully get it right this time.
Someone sent a screenshot of it. We wouldn't even learn to miss the question. Just, oh, gosh. He got really intense when he knew it was coming. He's like, hit me!
He, like waved me. Like,
he looked like Happy Gilmore in the batting cage. It's like, God. Mm-hmm. Hockey season's in 200 days. I got to toughen up.
Yep.
Be a good. You want to just wear that from now on during the show?
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be good. Every time he comes in, it's like, yes, I think that is correct. And we'd fact check it. It's like, nope, sorry. That'd be a good intern training tool.
What? Just shock him.
Like when they fact check something?
Yeah.
Because you know how earlier he'd fact check and be like, yes, I'm pretty sure that's correct. It's like, Hickman, you were way off. You missed it by 10 years and 20 points. Oh, sorry. I think you did a pretty good job. Mm. Dave, what flavor are you going with?
Definitely Honey Buffalo.
Honey Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a kick.
I think everybody knows what honey buffalo would taste like.
Nice little sweetness to it. So am I getting 90? Is that what we're settling on?
Yeah.
Is there any flavors you guys would like?
Are you getting the sauces on the side?
I'm getting ranch on the side. I mean, I can get some that are not tossed.
I'm just saying, if you're going to heat them up, it might be easier if they're not tossed before you heat them up. But it's up to you.
I'll wake up early tomorrow and put them in the oven and get a little crisp on them before I bring them back
in. If they're sauced already, you're not going to get them crisp.
They're not, like, drenched.
It's his gluttony challenge. He's got to eat
them. No, it's fine. I'm just saying, you can't crisp up something that's covered in sauce.
How many do you think you'll be able to eat, Davey?
I want to say 55.
Dang.
You think you're going to eat 55 wings tomorrow?
Yeah.
There's the number.
How's this going to work, man? Like, he's going to have sauce all over himself. He's got to answer the phone.
I'll have a wet nap.
One? for 55 wings?
We'll be all right.
He's got a press button.
Do we swap these guys tomorrow? Let him just sit here and eat the whole time, and all he has to do is mash the podcast?
We could.
I'll just give you the podcast. I'll just sit there and eat.
All right.
And not talk? Might be a really good Thursday.
One. Great
good
show, one. Yeah. Well, you got to ask me questions. So that'll be great.
Please send in questions for me. I think I've only got like six or seven for you. People are they're scared to give you hard questions after last time.
Whatever.
And the fit you threw.
Whatever.
Hickman, you have my permission to come up with some questions for Nate.
I'll get it.
Remember the ones he asked you? They were the hard ones. He vetted these.
That's not true.
He vetted them.
FanDuel's